behind us and a lot to talk about. Game 7 tonight, the Oilers and Panthers. We ranked the top 5 Pittsburgh Game 7s of all time. Last segment, we were thinking of the worst 5.
Well, this is fun. I've got my list for there too, though. I do.
So I think the top 3 are obvious. It's a matter of how you sort them.
I think the top 3 are definitely obvious. And then, well, do you want me to just do? I'll go through my 5-4 and we can debate those. Okay.
Okay.
Number 5 for me, Pirates Braves 91.
See, I thought that was going to be in the top 3.
Oh no, don't worry. We've got more work to do here. That one's just a wet fart of a performance. John Smiley comes out, gives up 3 in the first inning, and then just John Smoltz shoves it where the sun doesn't shine and throws a complete game. Like, it's bad. You know what that game reminds me of? You know what it's analogous to? The Pirates-Giants game, the wild card game, where Crawford hits that grand slam, and the air just came completely out of it. Even against Arrieta, for how dominant he was, they had Marte up with the bases loaded, and it looked like he missed hitting a grand slam by about an eighth of an inch on the bat and just hit a double play ball instead.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't do anything in 91 against the Braves. So that's number 5 for me. Number 4 for me.
See, I had that pegged as 3rd.
Well, I'll tell you why in a second. I wasn't alive for number 4, but I feel like it has to be on here.
75?
Yes! The Penguins blew a 3-0 lead to the Islanders. They were in control against the team of the 70s, the late 70s at least, a team that would go on to become a dynasty late in that
decade.
They
were actually the team of the early 80s, but if it helps make your point,
whatever,
say
you know what I'm saying. 79, 80, yes. They were on the rise. Yes, the Flyers were still at that point with the Canadiens jockeying. You're right. But they were on with a team on the rise that became a dynasty, so you knew it was there. You blow a 3-0 lead, you deserve to have that mentioned as part of a litany of bad losses, which means you and I are going to be very different on 1, 2, and 3 because we're not going to have the same 3 games. Good news.
Pens
Panthers 96.
Ah, yes.
Come on, how do you not have that one there, man? We got to put that one up there.
Yeah, I agree.
Tom Fitzgerald from about 3 rinks over. That is a crushing loss to a hockey. The Rats, Van Beesbrook. I hated all of it. Yep. I hated it. And you know what made that one worse for me? I was 11 years old. You're at prime sports watching age, like where it matters to you almost more than it does at any point in your life because you're old enough to understand it all. You're not so old that you're a little jaded or you realize it's not that important in the long run in the scheme of things. That one sucked.
I think that's the best year for Mario and Yager as a pair because in 91 and 92, it's teenage Yager, and he's a part of their team, and he's good, but he's not a transcendent player.
He wasn't the featured attraction yet.
You had those two guys as superstar players on the team, healthy in the playoffs, and you get beat by a team that was in its fourth season?
You get beat by a team that had... The Penguins were 8 wins better than them that year. The Penguins were first in goals for... That team wasn't really... The Panthers were not really good at anything. They had decent goal prevention, but the Penguins were...
The Beezer.
Well, the Penguins were just like a superstar outfit. They scored 108 more goals during the season than the Panthers did. And then to lose 3-1, to go out like chumps, to blow a 3-2 series lead the way the Penguins did was pretty tough to swallow.
You know what? Depending on how you rank the last two, I'm going to say I like your list better than mine, and I'm just going to adopt it as my own.
Well, I think the David Volek game is number 2, Penn's Isles 93, because I know that prevented a three-peat, but in saying that horrifying, crushing loss prevented a three-peat, I am sort of undercutting its case to be number 1. They had just won the 2 prior. Yes, everybody involved there damn near says that was the best of the 3 teams, and they should have probably won it. You just ran into somebody who was on that Canadiens team in 93 that did win it and said we couldn't have beaten the Penguins. It was fluky. It was bad. It continued a grand tradition of the Islanders torturing them in the playoffs.
Yes. I also ran into 2 different people at 2 different events.
Yes.
This weekend who were complaining about COVID toe. Are you aware of this? COVID toe?
I've heard of long COVID, which seems like a serious thing. What's COVID toe?
Just a burning sensation in your toe where you want your toe basically...
To fall off?
Yeah.
But why are they calling it COVID toe?
Because I think it's brought on by COVID.
Are you sure it's just not gout?
Yeah, it's not gout. Gout is from
uric acid.
Eating fatty foods and shellfish and stuff like that. Yeah. Yeah, it's a real thing. COVID I'm sure if I opened up the phone lines right now and said, do you have COVID toe? We would get five or six people who could tell
Tony,
you
I got
like.
That COVID toe. I've been hoping somebody's been willing to broach this for years.
I think more needs to be said about it. If I'm running into two separate people that are telling me that it's a horrible thing and it's extremely painful and there's not enough being done in the medical field to correct it or care for it, then yeah.
Pony puts together a charity scramble for COVID toe research.
COVID toe.
Number one, I mean, I'll just quickly say 92 NLCS.
Unmasking the enigma of the COVID toe.
Is he just going COVID toe because he knows it's anticlimactic to say Sid Bream is number one here on this list?
Matt Cole had Sid Bream on the show the other night. Matt Cole's doing this thing now that he isn't producing the morning show where he produces his late show better than he did or books guests better for his own show than he did on the morning show.
That's known in our building as the Troy Clarity, who was the first producer of the morning show.
Midday show,
I'm sorry. Yeah, he flip-flopped with... No, he produced the
morning
show. You're
right, he started mornings
and
quickly
got
changed.
And then there was a quick flip-flop.
Yep, that's true.
And then he would do his own shows, Donnie.
He'd save his best guests.
He would host on a Saturday. He would book Steelers draft prospects and everything. He'd have a murderer's row of guests for a two-hour show lined up or whatever. He had Jason Worlds on before they picked him.
He had a show on a Saturday where he had Dan Fouts and John Madden, and the day before they talked to Kabali.
Correct. That's true. So Cole is continuing that fine tradition.
Yeah.
He's booking out the wazoo.
Yeah, he had Schlereth on like right as he started the show the other day. But then he got a phone call from Ron in Cook's Forest.
I heard about that.
Yes, he did. That is an interesting one.
I have that,
how
in
that
here
one
somewhere.
Got through. So you don't agree. So how do you feel? Because I put
I think you did it
so
right.
So then I got the list.
Yeah.
If anyone on this show was going to nail the list of the most crushing, pessimistic, self-defeating, whatever,
true.
It would be me.
The only one I think I would switch is I would put Pirates and Braves ahead of the 75 Pens Isles. And that's not a timing thing. Like, 75, none of us were alive for it. That's why belittling it or trying to make it feel like it was less painful. In 91, you were up 3-1. You had two cracks at it. And as you put it in game 7, your offense in that game looked like the Pirates offense we've watched all of this year. That's what John Smoltz did to you in game 7.
Oh, you know what else
series.
Really sucked about that, which I didn't think of?
And you had Bonilla, and that team was a more vaunted team than the one they
had
in 92.
There's another thing there. That Braves team was fresh on the scene as a good baseball team. They sucked in 1990, if memory serves.
Correct. They went from last to
worst
first.
Worst to first.
Yep.
And they had Terry Pendleton's undeserving ass as MVP.
Yeah, the Pirates were the favorites in that series. So
they should have been.
I think you should switch that and put the 91 team ahead of
75. You've sold me.
Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Key and Peters Township. Yeah, I'm now getting texts about COVID toe. People say it's bad.
You sound like you're delivering one of those like terrible political
Donnie,
speeches.
You've not
I get
heard about
lots
it?
Of texts about COVID toe. They say it's horrible.
Is this the first you're hearing about it?
Yeah, I can't say I've had that one on the radar.